Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tes Zayin. We begin on the very top line with the words Toshma. Tes Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara begins and says Toshma. We'll finally bring another proof to the idea with Machlokas we've been having between the opinions of Rav and Reish Lakish versus Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Did Beis Shammai actually halacha l'maisa carry out their shita that the Tzaras Erva is permitted to have Yibum? And Toshma, the Braisa says, Bimei Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, in the days of Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, who was one of the great Tanoim, Hutra Tzaras Habas Lo'achen. In fact, they practiced that the Tzaras Habas was permitted to have Yibum done to her, exactly the way Beis Shammai paskind. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus seems to be saying that yes, you are allowed to do this. Shmamina Osu. Shmamina. This is a good raya that in fact they carried out the shita. They still disagreed with it. We, of course, paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai in this situation, as we do in almost all situations, with rare exceptions, and that is, though, the halacha l'maisa, that Beis Shammai did carry out their opinion. Tzaras Habas, Tzaras Erva is permitted to have Yibam with her. Shmamina. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to spend the first part of today's shiur dissecting, did Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus really say this? Or, as we'll see, was it his brother who said this? He had a younger brother, who was also a great Talmud Chacham, and we'll see that this statement that we attributed to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus actually is attributed to his younger brother. Now, Gufa, let's dissect this discussion. Bimei Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Hitiru Tzaras Habas La'achen. Now, that's what the Braisa that we just quoted, that's all that we had there. We'll be in a slightly different form. We had the words Hutra Tzaras Habas Li'achen. Here we have Hitiru Tzaras Habas Li'achen. In any event, that is the way the Braisa comes down, that Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus was the one that permitted this in accord with the Shita of Beis Shammai. However, here the Braisa continues, V'yahadova kosha l'chachomim, v'mnei shechachom gadol haya, v'einov kamu milavu l'veis ha-medrash. This was very difficult for the Chachamim, that a great sage, a great Talmud Chacham, like Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, is paskening this halacha in accord with the Shita of Beis Shammai. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus was an extremely well-respected Talmud Chacham, and therefore it was very difficult in the eyes of the Chachamim that a great Talmud Chacham, such as Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, should be paskening such a shaila in accord with the Shita of Beis Shammai. And there was no way to really discuss it with him, because the Einov Kamu Milavu L'Veis HaMedrash, he was old at this point in time. He really wasn't able to see very well, and therefore it was difficult for him to come to the Beis Medrash, and they couldn't have a halachic discussion with him, but they were going up against his vote, his opinion, which carried a tremendous amount of weight, that the halacha was like Beis Shammai. Therefore, the girsa that we have is Omar Umi Yelech. The Besoros HaShas says the girsa should be Omar, in the Beis Medrash they said, Mi Yelech the Yodiyo. Who should go and speak with Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus to find out, A, did he in fact paskin like this, and see if they could switch his opinion. Now, Omelhan, Rabbi Yeshua, Ani Elech. So Rabbi Yeshua goes and tells the Chachamim, I will go. Rabbi Yeshua is the Av Beis Din, and he's certainly an extremely well-known Tana himself, and he knows Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, as we'll see from the story, and therefore he said, I will go. Now, they want to send the whole delegation, so therefore, V'achra of me, the rest of the Chacham said, and who else is going to go with you? Who's going to go after you? So up speaks the Nasi. Again, we had the famous Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel that led to Rabbi Gamliel's being partially demoted and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah going and taking over, albeit ultimately Rabbi Gamliel was reinstated, and they always have throughout the Gemara, Shabbos Shomi, who is the Nasi, so to say, this week, who's in charge this week, and they would split it either a 2 out of 3 or a 3 out of 4 that they retained Rabbi Gamliel, but they allowed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to continue. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's the Nasi, and he said, I will go as well. So the Achra, me, and then the Chacham said, no, we want to send 3. Who else should go? So Rabbi Akiva. So then Rabbi Akiva said, I will go as well. So we have these 3 great Tanoim, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva, all going. Holchu v'omdu al Pesach Beis. So they went to go and visit Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, and they went to his house, and they stayed outside till they were allowed in. Nichnasa shulchaso. So the servant, the woman attendant in charge of his house, His maidservant goes inside and tells Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus, Amro lo, she says to him, Rabbi, she says to Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus, Chachme Yisrael boin etzlecho. You have these three great Tanoim that are coming to visit you. So Amro lo, so Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus tells his maidservant, Yikonsu, go tell him to come in. V'nichtasu. So they all come in, and Tufaso Rabbi Yeshua, so he grabs onto Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus takes Rabbi Yeshua, who he knows, they were friends, they were colleagues, Boshivo. Almita Shelzov, and he puts him into a couch. Almita is a bed, but it really means a couch over here. They used to sit down and eat on these low couches and recline. That's where we're coming up on Pesach. Shloshim Yom Lefnei Chag. So we recline on Pesach. This was the way of royalty. This was the way of free people to go and recline. And he placed them on a golden couch. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Dosa, no, there are other Tanoim here with me, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Rabbi, and Mor LeTalmidcha, Acher, V'yeshev. There's another Talmud over here of yours. Again, a title respected. They're all your Talmidim, Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus. You're one of the Gedolei Hadar. And he told him, can this other Talmud sit down as well? So I'm alone. So Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus asked Rabbi Yeshua, who is this other Talmud that's with you? Again, we had mentioned before that his eyesight was very poor. And therefore, he didn't know who the other persons that were with Rabbi Yeshua were. He recognized Rabbi Yeshua, Mestama, from his voice, or he was able to recognize him because he knew him very, very well. They were both elderly, and they were colleagues with each other. There's a Medrash that says that Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus lived throughout the entire Bayesheni period of time. He lived a very, very long life. In any event, Mihu, who is this other colleague that is with you? So he says it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus. So Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus is very happy about this. He says, Amar v'yeshlo ben l'Azariah chavereinu, our friend. He was friendly with the father, Rabbi Azariah. So he says, our colleague, our friend Azariah has a son. Ah, kara olav hamikra azeh. He said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this pasuk, Nari Yisi v'gamsa kanti, lo ra'isi tzadik ne'ezov, v'zara mevakesh locha. You won't find such a descendant of a tzaddik that his children are lacking food. V'zara mevakesh locha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very, very wealthy. That was one of the criteria that they used to install him when they deposed Rabban Gamliel. So they needed a person with yichus. He had yichus, and he also had tremendous wealth. So he could use that wealth to help the Jewish people, and he wouldn't be subject to being dependent upon interest groups. So in any event, so Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus was very happy to see that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the son of his friend Azariah, was doing well. Fine. So Tufaso, he takes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Boshivo Amita Shosav, he also puts him down on a golden couch. Fine. Amalo, Rabbi Yeshua says Rabbi Dos, there's one more person here. Rabbi, Emor l'talmidcho, Acher, V'yeshev. There's one more Talmud over here, Rabbi Kiva, and he says, tell this Talmud to please sit down as well. Amalo, Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus, he says, Rabbi Yeshua, Umihu, who's this last Talmud? And he tells him, it's Rabbi Akiva, Akiva ben Yosef. Again, they referred to Rabbi Akiva, who was their Talmud, as Akiva. They didn't call him Rabbi Akiva. This is Akiva ben Yosef. Amalo, Midosa says to Rabbi Akiva, whoa, I've heard a lot about you. Atu Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshimcha Olech Misofa Olam Atsofo. You are that famous Rabbi Akiva that goes from one end of the world to the other end of the world in terms of your fame. Ah, shave beneath shaves. Please sit down. Kimoscha Yirbu Yisrael. Ah, there should be many, many people like you in Klal Yisrael. There's a very, very interesting Havas Eson that's found in the Ein Yaakov, and also the Mitzvah Eson, which is found in the back of the Vilna Shas, who says that if you look at the Gematria, Misof Olam, the Ad Sofo, it adds up to be 564, which is exactly the number of times that Rabbi Akiva's name is mentioned in Shas. Wow. And therefore, he says that Shimcha, Holech, Misof Olam, the Ad Sofo, that means that your name is mentioned throughout Shas all these times. That's the fame of a person from one end of the world to the other throughout Shas. In any event, the three of them are now sitting down. So they sat down and they were sitting and learning and they were discussing. Misavadin is a lashon of sovei, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, sitting and talking halacha. So they finally reached Achigiu Letzoras Abbas, which was the purpose of them coming there. So in the discussion, it led eventually to a halachic discussion about Tzoras Abbas. Amule, so these three Tanoim, they asked to Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus, Tzoras Abbas Mahu, what's the halacha? Are you or not allowed to go take the tzaras of asin yibam? So Amalad, he said to them, this is a machlokas beshamay beisil. He told them the famous machlokas we've had in Amasechta between beshamay and beisil. No, they asked him, halachi tiri me, who do you paskin like? So he said, Amalad, halachi beisil. Rabbi Dos ben Urkanis said, not what we had previously attributed to him at the very start of the shir, that hutra tzaras of asli achin, but Rabbi Dos ben Urkanis paskin like beisil and said, no, you're not allowed to go take the Tzaras Abbas. She's an Erva. It would be a Chiyuv of Kares, and we don't allow this. And the woman is going scot-free. She's Muteris Lashuk. She doesn't need Yibam. She doesn't need Chalitza. Armulei, so the Tanaim were perplexed, and they said to him, wait a second. V'halomi Shimcha, it was said over in your name, Amru Halachi Veshamei, that the Halach is like Veshamei. So Bredos of Inherikinus tells them, really? Did you really hear that? Think carefully what you heard. Armulehem, did you hear that Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus said this? Or Dosa Shematim? Did you hear that I actually said it? Or did you hear, oh, ben Hyrcanus Shematim? Or did you just hear that the son of Hyrcanus, in fact, said this din? And not me, but you'll see, it was my brother. There are many other points out over here. When Hyrcanus was his family name, and it wasn't his specific father's name. So it was Rabbi Dosa who came from the Hyrcanus family. And therefore, he was allowed to go and say his father, Ben Hyrcanus, without saying Avi Mari Ben Hyrcanus or some other title, because you're not supposed to mention your father's name. In any event, that's what the Ben Yehuda says. And by the way, I should point out that the Marsha said before, that I didn't point this out, that while Rabbi Dosa Ben Hyrcanus put Rabbi Yeshua on a golden couch, and he put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on a golden couch, so he did not mention, the Gemara did not mention that he put Rabbi Akiva on a golden couch. So how come? Rabbi Akiva was a great Talmud Chacham. So the answer is that those people had titles. Rabbi Yeshua was the oldest of them, and he was the Av Beis Din, so he was entitled to sit on such a chair. And likewise, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi, so he was entitled to sit on such a chair. But it wouldn't have been proper cover then to put the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, which was Rabbi Akiva, on a golden chair as well. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't mention that he put him on a golden chair. The Marsha says that he didn't, because it would be improper for the Talmud in front of his Rebbe to be seated in the same way. In any event, Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus tells him, who did you hear said this? Was it Dosa that you heard, or was it Ben Hyrcanus? So Amulei, they said, Chai Rebbe, you know, you're talking 100% right. Stam Shomanu. As Rashi says, we did not hear that it was you. We just heard it was Ben Hyrcanus, Stam. Ushmo Lahuska, and it didn't say who. We just assumed that it was you. And he said, no, Amalhem. Och Kotun Yeshli, I have a younger brother. And Bechor Sotanhu. Now this is a very strange expression, that he is the firstborn of the Sotan. So there are those that just simply say that it's a printing error over here, and that the word actually should be Bechor with a ches shanun. He's a very sharp young man. He referred to him as his younger brother. As I mentioned before, there is an opinion that says that Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus lived a very, very long time. So even though his brother may have been nearer to his age, but he referred to him as his younger brother. So that's the simple understanding over here. Bechor Shanun, with either a Chaf or a Ches, not Bechor Sotan. But Rashi seems to explain this. No, that means that this was a praise, actually, that he was very Charif, Va'omed, and he would stand Al Shmuoso, that's the Girsa of the Bach, that he would stand on his Shita. He's very, very smart. Ba'osa Maisa, the Enoshav Bishmuoso Lasos Kirabim. And when he set his mind on something and he felt that was the halacha, he wouldn't change it, even though the Rabbim disagreed with him. And he was very smart, and he was able to prove the Rabbim wrong usually. So he says, I have this younger brother, Bechor Sotan, who? The Yonasan Shemo. My younger brother's name is Yonasan, Yonasan ben Hyrcanus. The whom itami de Shammai. He is a Shammai Nick. He is a member of the Beis Shammai. And therefore, he is the one that said the statement that we follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, that you're allowed to marry Tzoras Erva. And Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus warned them, Zaru, you should be very careful. Shelo yikapeach eschem bahalochos. You three, if you meet up with him, he's going to potentially switch around your thinking, and you three constitute like the greatest Beis Din in Klai Yisrael. So if you agree with his thinking, you're going to end up passing over here like Beis Shammai. So you should be very careful if you're going to sit down and talk with him and learning. Shlosh meos tshuvos. He has 300 tshuvos. Now, 300 is often a term that we use as an exaggeration. It means that he has a lot of reasons why he follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. Bitzoras Abbas, Shimu Teres. That, in fact, are allowed to have Yibam with the Tzaras Habas. For all the reasons that we had already given in the Gemara and the understanding of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, so he was able to give many, many additional reasons why the Halacha should follow Beis Shammai. However, but Rabbi Chanina Mendoza himself said, I swear. In other words, he's calling upon testimony from the Shemayim Va'aretz to attest to what he's saying. She'al medocha zu, on this chair. Medocha literally means a mortar, but they sometimes would go and sit on it. So al this medocha, Yoshav Chagai Hanavi, that I myself saw, this is according to the opinion that Rabbi Dosman Hyrcanus lived a very, very long time, and he lived from the beginning of the Bayesheni period of time all the way till the end of the Bayesheni period of time. And on this medocha, I myself saw Yoshav Chagai Hanavi. Others say, no, he didn't live a very long time. He just heard, and he was testifying that he heard Eid Mipi Eid, Rebbe Mipi Rebbe. He heard from his Rebbeim, heard from their Rebbeim, that Chagai Hanavi, one of the last Nevi'im, was Chagai. He sat over here, the Amar Shloshim Dvarim, and he taught them three halachos. Number one, Tzoras Habas Asura. We paskin, in fact, like Beis Hillel, that the Tzoras Habas is considered forbidden to have Yibam and doesn't require Chalitza. Tzoras Habas Asura, the answer to your question. So therefore, even though my brother Yonason is very smart, he's going to be able to prove to you that that's not what the halacha should be. But he says, we have testimony here from Chagai Hanavi that that is what the halacha is. The second halacha he taught them was for Chagai Hanavi. Amon and Moav were areas near Eretz Yisrael, and they undertook voluntarily to take Trumas and Maisos in those places. That wasn't a Chiyuv min HaTorah. And when they took off Trumas and Maisos, Ma'asrin Maiser Oni B'Shvias. In the Shemitah year, they didn't have Shemitah, but they continued taking off Trumas and Maisos. So normally we have the cycle in the first and second year, and the fourth and the fifth year, we take off Maiser Rishon, of course, every year, and then we take off Maiser Sheni. In the third and sixth year, we take off Maiser Rani. Now in Eretz Yisrael, the seventh year, the Shemitah, there's no Maisos. But in Amon and Moab, they took off Maiser Rishon, and they took off Maiser Oni in the seventh year, and the Gemara will explain, this was to help out the people in Eretz Yisrael, who were very poor because of the Shemitah year, so they gave Maiser Oni. And the third halacha that they said over, in the name of Chagai Hanavi, Umekablim Gerim, we were allowed to accept Gerim, Min HaKarduyin, Umin HaTarmodim. These were certain places where there was a chashash that they may be Mamzerim there, and we wouldn't want to accept converts who may be Mamzerim, because that would lead to additional Mamzerim Klaiso, so he paskin, no, we are allowed to go take converts from those places, Karduyin and Tamudin. Now, we'll discuss all three of these dinim a little bit more now. Tana, we learned in the following brisa. Kishenichnesu, when the three Tanoim went to go and visit Rabbi Dosam and Hyrcanus, Nichnesu with Pesach Echa, they all came in together. However, Kishiyatsu, when they left, Yatsu b'shlosha p'sochem, they left three separate exit ways. Tosus brings down over here, what was the reason for this? So Tosa says in Dibur Masu, Yotzu, Begibu Psochem, Shalom Yimtsem Kulam Yachad, Vikabchem Bihalochos, Yitztochem Likbo Halocha Kamoso. They didn't want to constitute a base that and have the three of them leave all together and meet up with this Yonasim and Hyrcanus, and Yonasim and Hyrcanus would convince them that he was right. Beishamai, in fact, is the correct way to go, and the three of them would therefore be all together, and they would paskin, and this would then be the halacha l'doros. So therefore, they left in separate ways, so they wouldn't be able to form a beis din and be approached by Yonason. Tosfos then says the exact opposite pshat. Inami yatzu b'kibum psachim k'dei shiyimtsu v'yishmu tshuvaso. No, they bedavka left in three different exit ways in order they should be able to find them. If they go out in one exit way, they may miss him. So they went in three separate ways in order to find them and discuss with him the halacha. In any event, others suggest other reasons for this, that, for example, they came in and wanted one halacha, did you or did you not, paskin, Rabbi Dosman Hyrcanus, that the Tzaras Erva is permissible or not, and they left with three halachas, because he told them three things from Chagai Novi. That's what it's alluded to in the idea of the three Pesachim. The Maharsha gives another answer. He says, when they came in, so it was okay to have Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the great Rabbi Yeshua, go first, even though he was the Av Beis Din, because he was the one that knew Rabbi Dosman Hyrcanus. And then they could have the Nasi go afterwards, and then they would have Rabbi Akiva. But when they left, it would be pasnish to have the Nasi not go out first, but it would be also inappropriate. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was the greatest one, so therefore they left through separate exits. In any event, they went down the three separate exits, and it turns out, Paga bo be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one that met up with Yonasan ben Hyrcanus and Akshele, and they sat and discussed this halacha. Okay, and Yonasan convinced Rabbi Akiva that in fact Shammai's position was correct. Amalo, Yonasan said to Rabbi Akiva, Atu Akiva, you are the great Rabbi Akiva, Shishimcha Holech Misofa Olav Yatzofo, you are the one that is so well known and mefursam. So, Ashrecha Shazuchiso L'Shem, you're very fortunate that you have such a name, V'adayin Lo Higata L'Roy Boker, when you haven't yet reached the level of even being a Roy Boker. Roy Boker was normally a person who was a somewhat of an Amma Oretz. And Yonas ben Hyrcanus, who had defeated Rabbi Akiva in this halachic discussion, said to him, you're not even on the level of a Roy Boker, yet you have such a famous reputation. And Amalor Rekiva, in his great humbleness, Rekiva said, you're 100% right. The Roy Tzon, we're even a lower level than the Roy Boker in the general scheme of things. And he said, you're right. I haven't not only reached Roy Boker, I haven't even reached the level of a Roy Tzon. The Maris Chayes has a deeper understanding over here. He calls him a Roy Boker because he went, Rabbi Akiva was the one that went and was Ma'abr the Shana. He created a leap year outside of Eretz Yisrael. He really should do this in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he called him a Roe Tzon, or a Roe Bokar, which alluded to this idea that he did something that wasn't allowed, at least under normal circumstances. The Marshah says that Amos is referred to as a Roe Bokar, and Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as a Roe Tzon. And what Yonas and Hyrcanus was saying to Rabbi Akiva is both of these people were kvad pet. They each had a little bit of a difficulty understanding them, and therefore you misunderstood what they taught you, and that's why I referred to as Roy Boker. Rabbi Akiva said Roy Tzon for this idea. In any event, we see that Yonas and Hyrcanus was indeed a great Talmud Chacham. He was able to defeat Rabbi Akiva in this halachic discussion. Rabbi Akiva could not convince him that the halacha was not like Beis Shammai. Okay. Then the second statement that Rabbi Dosav and Hyrcanus had said over the name of Chagai was that Amun and Moav Ma'asrin Meiser She'oni B'Shvius, that while they weren't obligated to have Shemitah, they took upon themselves to give Meiser Oni in the seventh year as opposed to Meiser Sheni. What was this based upon? The Omar Mar. Harbe Krachim Kovshu Olam Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua conquered much of Eretz Yisrael. Didn't conquer everything, as you unfortunately remember from Yeshua, that many parts of Eretz Yisrael were not conquered by Klai Yisrael, but they did conquer much more than they did in the days of Ezra. In the second Beis HaMikdash, when they came back, they conquered less. So the Gemara tells us, Harbe Krachim Kovshu Ole Mitzrayim, below Kovshu Ole Babel. There were cities that the Ole Mitzrayim, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, they conquered more cities than when Ezra came back and they conquered back Eretz Yisrael, they conquered less. However, Ukdusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita, and the Kedusha that was created by Yeshua conquering those cities was only Kitcha L'Shaita, was only created for that period of time that they were living in those cities with Nebuch, when there was the Golus of Bavel. So then, below Kitchel Yosid Lovel, we didn't have a permanent Kedusha, that Kedusha left. This is a Machlokis and a Locha, and here we're passing like Kedusha, Rishona Kitchel Shaita, below Kitchel Yosid Lovel. And therefore, Vihinichum, when the second base of Yiddish came, and they didn't conquer those areas, so they left those areas, Kedesh Yismachu Aleim Aniyim Bishvias. And this way, there would not be a din of Shemitah in those areas, and then the produce that would be allowed to be grown in those lands would be able to go and sustain the poor people, and that's why they decreed that there should be Meiser Oni in the seventh year. And finally, the third halacha that was set over by Rabbi Dosav and Hyrcanus in the name of Chagai, Umakabun Gerim and HaKarduyim VeHaTarmodim, that we allow, in fact, converts to come from those two places. So the Gemara says, is that really so? Ini? V'Hatoni Rami Bar Yecheskel, Eimakabun Gerim and HaKarduyim. Rami Racheskel said the opposite of what we have in the name of Chagai Hanovi, that you're not allowed to take converts from the place known as Karduyim. So Ravashi, no, there's slightly difference over here between Karduyim and Kartuyim. So when Rami Bar Yecheskel said that we do not accept Ein Mekablim Gerim, not Minha Karduyim, but Kartuyim Itmar. It was a different place. And Rami Yecheskel said, that place you have to be concerned about Mamzerim, but Karduyim, you don't have to be concerned about it. And this is Kedamri Inshe, Kartuyim Psulim, as it was a very popular aphorism. People knew that the people from Kartuyim, there was a concern about their lineage, and that was for the city of Kartuyim, but not Karduyim. So, in fact, Chagai and Rami Bar Yecheskel are not in opposition to each other. Chagai Hanovi is talking about Karduyim, and Rami Bar Yecheskel says, Eimekablim Gerim, that was talking about Kartuyim. That's the first version that we have of this discussion. The second version is as follows. He did, in fact, say that we're not makabel gerim from kartuyim. Now, the Gemara questions and says, aren't these the two same places, kartuyim and karduyim? My love, hainu karduyim, aren't they the same places? And therefore, there's a contradiction between Rami Yecheskel and what's said over by Rav Dos Menurkinus in the name of Chagai and Ravi. So Amar Rabashi says, no, the two different places, kartuyim lechud. Kartuyim is one city, and Karduyim is another city. The two are two separate cities. And as people say, as was commonly said, the people who come to Yim, there was a concern about their lineage, that they were in fact Mamzerim, and therefore you couldn't accept converts from the Kartuyim. But Karduyim, with a Dalit, they were fine, and that's what Chagai Hanovi had said. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, the Savio, Savio is the name of Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yochanan and this Talmud Chacham, Savio, the Amri Tavayo, they both said, Eimakabun Gerim min ha-Tarmodim. They disagreed, seemingly, with what Chagai said, and they did not allow Gerim to come from Tarmodim. So the Gemara questions is, did really Rabbi Yochanan say this? Or me, Amar Yochanan Hachi? Doesn't mention anything about Savio, but it's questioning, did Rabbi Yochanan in fact say this? But not. We learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah can be found in Nida, and it says, Kol haksamim, any stains on garments that are chashash, that they are in fact from a nida. So all the stains that you find on garments, kol haksamim, habayim min harekem torim, from the city known as Rekem. We had a whole discussion not that long ago in the previous Masechtas as to whether Rekem was this city or that city in Bavel. So it's that any garments with stains on them, they could have been considered a stain from Anida, so garments that had stains on them from Rekem are considered Tahar. Why is that? Because the people of Rekem were the majority not Jewish, and therefore, if this stain, in fact, came from a person from Rekem, so then it would be blood of a non-Jewish woman. And the blood of a non-Jewish woman on a kesem, on a stain, is not considered Metame. So these begadim were considered Tahar. Tozos and Diramascu call it some at the bottom, says, wait a second. So the majority of them were non-Jewish people, but he says, Apple God the Berekim, Nami Havi Yisrael, but there were Jewish people there, so why aren't we concerned about that? So he brings down Mikomokom, Kisomim Haboy Merekim Tahorim. He says, if you have a stained garment, however, it's very unlikely to be a stained garment of a Jewish woman. Why? The lav di Yisraelim, it's almost certainly not going to be a Jewish woman's garment. The Yisrael matzniim kismayim, because if a Jewish woman who was a nida had a stain on her garment, she would be very tzenu and she would put it away. But of the kochavim hadarim shom, of the kochavim gemurim, lo Yisrael mumrim. And the other people that lived there were full-fledged goyim. They were not Jewish people that had unfortunately gone off the derech and had intermarried or had chashash that they were Jewish. So therefore, the Jewish women that lived, the minority of Jewish women that live in Rekem, if they had a stain on their garment from Nida, would put it away. So it wouldn't be likely that this would be found. And the majority of the people there were full-fledged goyim, and therefore there was no din of kesem in regarding their garments. So that is what the Mishnah in Nida tells us. The Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda was metame those garments. Why? Mibnei shem gerim vitoim. He held that they weren't full-fledged goyim. He said that they were in fact converts, but they unfortunately went back to their previous habits. And once you're a convert, that's it. You're now Jewish. And even though you want to retract that conversion, doesn't work. Once you're converted, you're converted. And therefore, even though they were toim, even though they, as Rashi says, shemiru dosom, they wanted to go back and again be goyim, nevertheless, they were considered Jewish, and therefore the gozru al kismayim. And the Chachamim said that we have to be gozer this din, the rabban of kesem on garments, on their garments as well. Sha'afapi shechotu sheimiru, even though they now were sinning and had wanted to go back to their goyish ways and give up their Judaism that they had accepted, Yisraelim, you can't give it up. Once you become a convert, that's it. You can't retract it. Say, well, okay, I'll try for a year or two. It doesn't work that way. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the people from Rekem were in fact a concern about their lineage. They were in fact potentially Jewish people, and therefore he says that their garments were in fact going to be Tameh. However, Mibein Ovdei Kochavim Tahorim, other garments that you find amongst full, pure Goyim, so he says those are certainly Tahorim. Now, Vavina Ba, when we discussed this Mishnah in the Beis Medrash, we said the following. We turn to Tes Zayin Omud Beis, and it says, Koposik Vitani Mibeno Ovde Kochavim Vafilu Min Tarmod. This statement that said amongst the Goyim didn't differentiate between which Goyim and which Goyim. So that seems to imply even amongst the city of Tarmod. Now, on this, The Amr of Yochanan, Zos Omeris, Mikablim Gerim Mitarmo. This seems to say that Rav Yochanan did allow us to accept Gerim from Tarmo. Now, a moment ago we just said that Rav Yochanan and Sabya said we don't accept Gerim from Tarmo. So there seems to be a steer in Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, you're going to tell me, V'chitema Zos Velo Sirile. You're going to tell me this din that Rav Yochanan said, he was quoting his Rabbeim, he was quoting other people, Velo Sirile, but he himself doesn't hold from it, and therefore he disagrees with this Mishnah, V'amar Rav Yochanan, Halachik Stam Mishnah. But this is Stam Mishnah, and we have a famous rule that Rav Yochanan always, he's the one throughout Shas that says, we pass like a Stam Mishnah. So this was a Stam Mishnah here. So we're back with our stira in Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, you're right. Amaroi ninhu, vali b'Rav Yochanan. There are two statements that we have made in the name of Rav Yochanan. They're obviously contradictory, but they were said over by two different Tamidim, Rav Yochanan, who had a different understanding of what their Rebbe's opinion was. One is obviously right, one is obviously wrong, and therefore that's why we have two contradictory statements in the name of Rav Yochanan. As Tosos and Dibra Maskel, Amaroi ninhu says, the Ha'u Sovar, a Mekablin Gerim and a Tarmo, the opinion that was attributed to Rabbi Yochanan and said, we're not Makabal Gerim from Tarmo, the first opinion we had, Lesle, Ali with Rabbi Yochanan, Shetei Halochik is Stam Mishnah. Doesn't hold like the second Amora who says that we always follow a Stam Mishnah. So he didn't agree that that was Rabbi Yochanan's position. That's the first teretz that Tosus gives. Alternatively, Tosus gives another teretz. Ayin Shon, this is much more involved teretz. See this for yourself in Tosus. Then the top Tosus, Di Ramaskul Rabbi Yochanan is Savya. So Tosus asks, Hechi Pauling Rav Yochanan Chagai Hanavi. Wait a second. How could Rav Yochanan argue with Chagai Hanavi? So he answers, maybe Vishem Asavar Rav Yochanan Shelo Omra Chagai Miyolam. He says maybe this idea that Chagai Hanavi said this, that those who Herkin has brought this down the name of Chagai Hanavi. So he felt that that wasn't true. So that he could argue with, he couldn't argue obviously with Chagai Hanavi. Fine, let's go back to the Gemara. Gemara now questions me, Tarmod, my time low. What was the reasoning, according to the opinion, says we don't accept Gerim from Tarmod? What would be the Habamina to think that we shouldn't accept Gerim from Tarmod? So, Pligibor, Rav Yochanan, and Savya. Here we have a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Savya. One of them, we don't know which one, said, Chalem Amishum Abdi Shlomo. One of them said there was a concern that they were the Avodim from Shlomo HaMelech, and the other one said, V'chalem Amishum Benos Yushalayim, that they had, Rachmon Litzlan, had raped and assaulted the daughters of Yushalayim. What exactly is going on over here? So, Bishlomo Man Diomar Mishum Avdei Shlomo, according to the opinion, whether it was Yochanan or Savi that said that there was a concern over here that they were descendants of the Avodim of Shlomo, and therefore they were of impure lineage, Kesavar, Ove Kochovim, the Eved, Haba Abbas Yisrael, if a guy or an Eved Kinani were Rachmona Luslan to go and have relations with a Jewish girl, so Havlad Mamzer, that creates the child that we born from such a illicit relationship would have the status of being a mamzer. Okay, so we understand, according to that opinion, why the Avdei Shlomo would in fact go and create children that would be mamzerim. That's why we don't accept Gerim from this place. Elamandi Amar Mishum Benos Yushalayim. What is that referring to? Maihi. So Nebuch, Pligibor, Rav Yosef, Rabbanu. This is a machlokes between Rav Yosef and the Chachamim. And both of them, Vitabayu, they said their opinion, Mishmei, the Rabba Bar Chana. And what did he say? One of them said either Rav Yosef or the Chachamim. One of them held Chadamar Treis Alfei Gavrei. There were 12,000 attackers, soldiers, v'shis alfei kashtoi, and an additional 6,000 shooters with bows and arrows, archers. And the other one said, no, it was a total of 12,000. Chadamar treis alfei garbei uminayu shis alfei kashtoi. So it was 12,000 attackers that came. Now, v'shoa shenichtesu avdei kochav lehechol nebuch, when the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, this is referring to Beis HaMikdash Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash. So when they entered into the hechol, so most people were looking at hakol nifnu al kes, of Azov, the great wealth, the gold and silver that was inside the Beis HaMikdash. However, these horrible people, the Haim, Nifnu al Benos Yerushalayim, they took their attention, Nebuch, to raping and assaulting the daughters of Yerushalayim, Shenemar, Noshim B'tzioninu, as it says in Eicha, that they, Nebuch, they attacked the Jewish women. They afflicted them, they raped them. Besulos B'Or Yehuda, Nebuch, the virgin women of Klal Yisrael, Rechmona Litzlan, Hashem Yimkom Domo. According to this opinion that we just brought down, so the children of such a relationship would never be mamzerim. That's why, according to the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan and Sabi said, we don't accept gerim from Tarmod, so that's because of this concern that there would be mamzerim amongst them. Now, we go back to discussing a little bit the pasuk that Chagai had said when he heard that his colleague Azariah had a son who was very wealthy, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. So he said, "Nari Yisi Gamzikani Lori Yisi Tzadik Nezav." So Rashi says, "I did the askere ha dileel nokat le hocha." Since we had a discussion about that pasuk a few moments ago, now we come back to darshan, and that's what the Gemara now is going to darshan. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni said the name of Yonason. Pasuk zeh, this pasuk. Now Yisi Gamzu Kanti Lo Yisi Tzadik Nezav Sara Olam Amro. The Sara Olam Rashi says it's a Malach. Certain Malach said this. Now Yisi Gamzu Kanti. What does this mean? Man Amre. Who is the one that said this pasuk? If you're going to tell me Lemo Kuchibrichu, Kavi Ochala Kuchibrichu was the one that was referring to himself as Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti, so Chas B'Sholo, Mika Zikno Kameh, there is no concept of aging by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hoya Hove V'Yeh, he's all one, past, present, and future at the same time. One old line, you can't say a Kodesh Baruch Hu ages in any way. So can't be talking that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that said this pasuk. So, who was the author of this pasuk? Aye, David HaMelech wrote to him. Hello, David HaMelech. You're going to tell me David HaMelech, Amre? He was the one that said it? No. Mi kashish kolihai, David HaMelech. The Medrash tells us, got 70 years of life from Adam Rishon, when he saw this beautiful, pure neshama, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon all the neshamas that were going to be coming into the world. He saw this beautiful neshama. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, that neshama is so pure, but it's going to die right away at birth. And Adam Rishon said, what a shame. And he gave him 70 years of his life. He was supposed to live to be 1,000 after the chait. He from the Eitz Hadas, his life was limited to quote one day, which was the 1,000 years, and he gave him 70 of his years. That's why other Rishon lived to 930. And the Medrash says that those 70 years were given to David HaMelech. So you can't tell me, oh, Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti. It's like inappropriate to say that about David HaMelech, who didn't live so old. Mi Kashis Kulei Hai Ella. What is it referring to? Who's the author of this pasuk? Shma Minah Sara Olam Amor. This is referring to a Malach. The Malachim were created from the very beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, and therefore, that's Taka, a statement to say, Nara Yisi, we were there at the time of Brias Olam, and Megam Zakanti, and we go through time and age, and therefore, for him to say, Lo Yisi Tzadik Nezav, that is Taka, a very big statement. Gemara continues by quoting another statement from this same Amor, Rav Yomar, Rav Shmuel ben Achmen, Yomar Yonason, Maidah said, what does it possibly mean when it says, Yodo Foras Tzor, Al Komachamadeha, that the Oivim, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, spread their hands out over all of our Machamadeh, all of our precious things, all of our treasures. Pasuk from Eicha. So what does this mean? This is a reference to Ze Amon Umov. This is referring to the neighboring countries of Amon Umov. When the Goyim entered into the Hechel, so they turned their eyes, Hakol Nifnu al Kesev Zav, they looked for the gold and the silver. However, the Heim Nifnu al Sefer Torah, but Amon Moav, they went to destroy the Sefer Torah. Omru, they said, Zeshekosubo, Lo Yovo Aboni, Umavi, Bakal Hashem, that pasuk which says that the men from Amon and Moav are not allowed to ever become converts and enter into the Kal of Hashem, Yisarf Beish, that Torah should be destroyed. Their eyes were on something else other than the gold and the silver. Mark continues and says, Siva Hashem liYaakov, Siva of Tzarov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has declared about Klal Yisrael, about Yaakov, the Bnei Yisrael, that the surrounding nations, such as Amon and Moav, they would be enemies to Klal Yisrael, Tzarov. So, Omar Rav explains, Kigon Humanya Lufum Nara. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskil, Humanya Lufum Nara, Buhumanya Yevonim Heim. The people that live in the city of Humanya were Greek. Umitzirin Livnei Pumnara. And they were constantly surrounding and attacking and persecuting the people who lived in Pumnara, that they were Nebuch Jewish people, Shem Yisrael Anim, the poor Jewish people that lived over there. This is an example, Nebuch. We have too many examples of the fulfillment of this pasuk from Eicha. Some suggest that this is not referring to the Greeks, but this is actually reference to Amon and Moav. And if you look in the Rashi, where this Gemara is also brought down in Kiddushin, where it's, by the way, it's Amar Yehuda that says it's not Rav, but there Rashi brings down that this is specifically talking about Amon and not Yavan. Gemara continues here with Amar Yehuda, Amar Vasi. Here we have it in Ferish and Agbar. It says Rav Yehuda saying it over the name of Vasi. Ovikol Chavim Shekidish Vizmanazef. A non-Jewish person gives Kiddushin to a Jewish woman nowadays. We have to be concerned. Choshishin LeKiddushin. We have to be concerned. Shema Me'aseres HaShvatimu. Maybe this person is really Jewish. And normally, if a non-Jewish person gives Kiddushin to a Jewish woman, there is no concern whatsoever. She's still considered an unmarried woman. But here we have a Chashash that maybe this was actually Kiddushin that she received from another Yid. As Rashi points out, Shenasu Avodas Kochavim, the Aseres HaShvatim, the intermarried. Because Sabar, the Avodas Kochavim, Shealtim Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, Choshin LeKiddushin Mamzer. So we have to be concerned that the child that would be here would be actually a mamzer and would be a Jewish person that was actually giving kiddushin, a mamzer Jewish person that would be giving kiddushin to this woman. We have to be concerned about that. Really, the Gemara says, called the parish, meruba parish. But we normally have a rule that when something is separating out from something else, we say that it separates out from the majority. This famous klal, therefore, allows you, if you have the situation where you have a taruvus, so you can assume that when you find it is taruvus, not in the place where it occurred, you can say that it came from the rov. So if the rov of the people in the world are non-Jewish people, so then you have the halachic right to say that this person is not Jewish. And therefore, there's no chashash of the kedushin. So why is Rav Yehuda Amar Ravasi concerned? So Gemara says, no, v'duchto d'kvi, because here you're talking about a set place. And in this situation, we have the famous rule, kol kavua kemechza umechza domi. Here we have to be concerned that when it's in a specific place, so then you have to be concerned that this is in fact a Jewish person. B'nei Aseres HaShvatim, Rashi says, kol kavua kemechza umechza domi, what I just mentioned. And therefore, in this situation, you can't say kol de parish, meruba parish, like the cloud that we just brought down, but we have to be concerned over here, kol kavua kemechza umechza domi, and therefore, there is a chashash that this person was in fact possibly Jewish, and therefore choshishin l'kedushin. Now, where exactly are those places where we're concerned that the Aseres HaShvatim actually were settled, and therefore it's a kavua, a set place, and therefore kol kavua kemechza umechza domi? What are some of those places? The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, the pasuk tells us from Lochem Beis, it says Vayanchem b'chilach u'bechavor, and in Nahar Gozan, and Va'ore Modai, that when Sancheiriv was conquering the Aseres HaShvatim, and he dispersed them throughout the world, so he settled them specifically in those places, Chalach, Chabor, Nahar Gozan, and Ore Modai. And those places, today, we identify as Chalach Ze Chalzon, a place known as Chalzon. Rashi Kedushin says this is a Nahar, a well-known river that they had. The Chavor, what's that? We turn to Yitzayin Amud Aleph. This is a place known as Chadiav. What place is Nahar Gozan? Say Ginzak. This is a place known as Ginzak. And finally, what is the Ore Modai? That's a place known as Zo Hamadan. This is the area of Hamadan and the suburbs of Hamadan. I'm in law to say Zo Nihar the Chavosea. It is the place known as Nihar and the suburbs of Nihar. Chavosea Man, what are the suburbs there? Amar Shmuel. Kerech, Mushri, Chitki, B'dumakya. That's what Shmuel says. Those are the names of the suburbs. Rabbi Yochanan, the Chulon of Sol. And the reason why all of these are mentioned is because we have to be choshesh in these situations that they were in fact from the Aseres HaShvatim, and any descendants there could possibly be Mamzerim, either because we paskin that a guy who has relations with a Jewish woman, the children of Mamzerim, or even if we don't paskin like that, over time, they didn't have proper kiddushin, proper gerushin, and chances are excellent that there were mamzerim as a result. And therefore, we have to be concerned about this. Amar Rav Yochanan v'chulon l'psul, we have, unfortunately, the problem of choshishin l'kiddushin in this situation. As Rashi in Kiddushin tells us that even if we're not concerned over here that the Vlad is a mamzer, nevertheless, certainly it's a pogum, and there has to be a concern both for Kiddushin, and as well for the lineage. With this, we conclude today's share.